How about DeMarcus Ware, huh? Man, yeah, he's an amazing guy. I've been lucky to coach him obviously twice now. I don't know what's wrong with the Dallas PR or whatever. I mean, he had 20 sacks. He tied Simon Fletcher's record for 10 straight games of sacks when we were at Dallas. So, how he wasn't a defensive player of the month amazes me. But that's Jerry Jones' problem, I guess. So,
did that surprise you when you found that out?
Or
when
it did surprise me, yeah. I mean, the guy's been, and when you look at it, you just look at the numbers now. I mean, Von Miller's a great player. He's got 50 sacks, and DeMarcus has got 130. So, I mean, it's over a career. He just passed Ricky Jackson, who I was lucky to coach also, and he's right on the, right on the heels of Lawrence Taylor. So that shows you what company he's in. He's in a class by himself. So been lucky to coach him, and we're looking forward to this ball game. Obviously, Minnesota's gives some problems, but the number one problem, obviously, is the running back. He's a great, great player. We played against him quite a few times, and he's special. So we've got to have everybody knowing where he is, and when he gets the ball, we got to have great pursuit. All the things that you really work on and try to be a really good defense, he makes you have to do those things, or you fail.
What do you see from Bridgewater on the film?
Yeah, I mean, he's a very athletic quarterback. I think he's learning as he goes, but he's learned how to win, and that's an important phase in a quarterback. Part of it's the running back, but also it's, not making mistakes that cost the team when you have a game won. So he's done really well at that.
You'd mentioned Vaughn earlier. Can sometimes stats be deceiving, because you look at the line, stat line, no tackles, no sacks, but he's in there disrupting plays over and over again.
Well, he had a sack in this last – he's had a sack, and he had one in this last game that got called back. And I believe he had – I'm guessing out of 39 rushes, he got by his guy at least 30 times in the game. So, I mean, he had a heck of a game as far as pressure. And, people don't count that, but we do, because he makes the quarterback have to throw it too quick if they don't hold the ball. So it helps us.
Where do you stand with you guys have had personal fouls, but you want them to be aggressive, intimidating. Is it situational? You just have to be smart, because you don't want them to have to be aggressive.
Most of ours have been in the first half, and, we try to address, you have to look at those things and all the reasons, and all those things aren't, you can't tell all the time what the reasons are. You want to be aggressive, but you want to be smart aggressive, and that's what we're emphasizing.
Coach, to the novice football viewer, gritting a nose tackle is kind of tough. What have you seen out of Sly Williams in the middle at nose tackle, and how big is his role with the offense like Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, he's played well. We expected him to play well. We said all along he was doing well. You don't have to be a 900-pound nose guard. You just have to be a good player, and he's a good player.
What have you seen out of Darian Stewart so far?
Stu's continued to make plays. He ripped the ball out last week, but in the old days it was a lot easier to be a coach. Once they call something, and it was a fumble, then it's a fumble and we got the ball. Now it's a fumble. Let me see if it was a fumble. Then you got to go through that agony again, and then they overturn it, and then so it's a lot harder these days. I mean. But it's fair, and I've always been for instant replay, because I think it's fair to the teams. Whoever should win the game wins the game in those situations. So I was only kidding about the other. But
how do you kill the time during replay?
What's that?
How do you kill the time during replay?
I usually close my eyes, turn my back to the field.
Yeah.
No, actually, I usually look, when they come out, the official on one side of the field will go yes or no, so that's the guy I'm looking for.
Before you got here, Bruton was kind of typecast as a special teams guy, but early in camp you kept talking about him as he was going to contribute on this defense. Is there something you saw early on?
He's a good football player, and I think he had been a good football player and shown it on special teams, but, I've had a lot of those guys, cross over and play, be good players on defense too, and he's one of those guys. So we knew he's talented. He's very smart. So He knows, you know, he knows a lot of positions, and he can help you with his versatility. But he's got ability, and he needs to be in the game, and he can make plays. And so we're going to give him that opportunity.
Does he compare at all to the guy you had in Dallas when he was clearly playing at maybe, you know, one of the top players in the league? Do you see similarities to what he's doing now?
Yeah, I mean, he's whatever, rejuvenated or whatever they said. But, I mean, the guy gets off the ball tremendously quick. He's got power. He obviously knows how to rush. But I think he knows what he does well, and he continually utilizes that. So, plus, he works hard, and he's a hard worker. You know, all the great guys I've had have been like that. I mean, Bruce Smith, Reggie White, they were all hard workers in practice, and he's always done that.
How does the versatility of T.J. Ward help get Bruton on the field, because you can put Ward in the box and have Bruton?
Yeah, both those guys, you can move them around and do what you want to do with them. Both of them can blitz. Both of them can cover. Both of them are smart. So it's given us a lot of variables, which it's hard for the offense to pick up who's doing what.
Coach, do the penalties drive you crazy, or does this squad have some latitude?
Well, we Coach Kubiak talked about the penalties, and we got to be smarter about some of the penalties. We want to be aggressive, but we want to be smart aggressive, and that's you know, the drives that they've had against us. Several of them have been really helped by penalties. So we understand that. We're working hard on that, and I think we'll do better as we go.
There was talk from the Lions. That you guys knew their plays before they were happening. Was that true? Was that good film study? Or?
Well, I think, you know, you know tendencies of a team, certainly. I mean, every team has certain tendencies. But, you know, you don't – you know, I was in college, and we used to – I played linebacker, and we used to call out the tendencies when they were out on the field. You know, they ran high formation, lead, or split backs, pass. One of my buddies, you know, we always said, watch for pass, watch for run, watch for this. And one of my buddies, defensive lineman, said, watch for anything. So that's really in the NFL, you really got to watch for anything. I mean, they have so many different plays. But good teams have tendencies, but they execute those things. So, I think study helps and knowing. But I always tell them, hey, it's not guessing what they do, it's anticipating what they're going to do, and that's the difference. If you start guessing on things, you get in trouble. If you anticipate, hey, you know, like I anticipate this week when 28's in the backfield, they're going to give him the ball. So, so you know, so that's kind of the way, that's the way it is. You know, I mean, you know, after the game, our guy's going to say, hey, we knew he's going to run the ball. So.
Yeah. Seriously, though, with 28, there doesn't seem to be a lot of deception with them. I mean, they come at you with them.
Yeah, but I mean, they still have other plays and play actions and bootlegs off those things. I mean, you know, it's like I say, they have a lot of plays. All the teams have a lot of plays. I mean, we look at plays that they run. The coordinators have run with three teams back, and you know, we study all those things. But it's the players' reaction, defense's reaction, and. Like I say, if you anticipate certain things, that helps, but you still can't guess.
Coach, you've coached against a lot of good running backs. Where is Adrian Peterson ranked? I mean, not officially, but how high up there?
Well, he's in that class, obviously, that, you know, he's in that Hall of Fame class. I mean, you know, I've been around, lucky to be around Earl Campbell when he started, and, you know, he's the same kind of runner. I mean, he's so powerful and so fast. He's leading rusher in the league right now. He didn't play last year, and he only made 30 yards in the first game. So, I mean, that just shows you what he can do. Obviously, we played him in 2012 when he was 8 yards from setting the all-time record. So, and he's from Texas. So,
he talked about earlier this week. He was preaching physicality. He said he thought hitting team in the mouth is how you beat a good defense. That a challenge for you?
I tell you what, don't shake hands with him because he'll break your hand. He's got strong, strong hands, and he is physical. So we've got to play physical too. We think we're physical too. So, we'll, you know, that's why you play the games.